We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, look, we're all fired up. We're all aggravated. We're all bummed. We're all disgusted because the Eagles have put us in that position as fans to feel this way. It's a really aggravating Friday. I guess it is a football Friday, but one we're not happy about. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Now, while we wait Nick Sirianni, again, his press conference is supposed to be any moment. We've been told that for about 20 minutes. Let me also tell you that you can enjoy all the games this season at TJ Smith's in Warrington, which today brought us in an unbelievable assortment of food. I mean, John, we got like
the ribs.
Ribs, like racks of ribs.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Racks like, and so racks
good.
Of ribs.
So good, the ribs.
Right. Flavor was great. They just fell right off. And, man, that Southern-style chicken sandwich was gigantic, delectable.
Yeah.
They got it going on.
Really awesome stuff. Again, TJ Smith's in Warrington. Any game day, any non-game day, any day, get yourself there. TJ Smith's in Warrington this season, also with Bud Light and Bud Light Seltzer specials during all Eagles games. It's online at tjsmiths.com. Again, that is tjsmiths.com in Warrington. We thank them for the food today. We also thank them for bringing in a gift card to their spot, TJ Smith's. We can give away right now to the first caller on the contest line, caller number one. You're going to win a gift card to TJ Smith's. Call 215-988-1258, caller one on the contest line. You're going to win that gift card. Let's go to the phones while we continue to wait for Nick Sirianni. I mean, John, like, what's going on back there?
Great
what
question. This is the noon press conference, right?
Are they trying to prep him? Like, hey, Nick, here are the questions.
I think that's got to be part of it.
And it might have gotten thrown off kilter because of the Ertz stuff, and they had to prep Howie, and they had to prep Ertz, and they had to
do this.
They
were prepping and then re-prepping.
Yeah. There was no prepping to Ertz. Ertz spoke from his heart. But, I think they're probably trying to figure out how in the world Sirianni's going to present himself after yet another debacle. And, guys, I'll say similar to what I said last week. The Eagles got to be thinking about firing Sirianni. Doesn't have to happen this week. Doesn't have to happen next month. But it really might have to happen after the season. And I will tell you, last night,
you know what you have to see.
Last night was the first time I started thinking about maybe they do have to fire him in the season. Go ahead, Jim.
You know what? What if what he said last night is right? He's saying that they're going with Jalen Reed's one guy on this RPO stuff because reading a full like regular normal drop back in the West Coast offense is more difficult. We need to see what this guy can do with a quarterback who he believes is able to read it out the way you're supposed to in professional football. So I don't know if that's Joe Flacco or Gardner Minshew, yeah, but someone needs to be played where we can get a good read on whether Nick Sirianni deserves to be shown his walking
tape. I get the point, but I'll say my only argument against that is then how if you have a quarterback that you know is compromised that you don't help him by running the ball. That's the part where Sirianni to me loses all credibility. All right, to the phones we go. Enzo in Westchester, while we wait for Sirianni and his lack of credibility and nonsense that it is sure to be spewed at the press conference. Hello,
Joe,
Enzo.
I don't want to hear him. I don't want to hear him, Joe. I don't want to hear his crap. I don't want to hear his lies. I don't want to hear the bull BS. Sorry, I was about to curse.
It's okay.
I'm done, dude. I knew in the offseason it was all lies from Howie, all this crap, and now it's all coming to fruition. And I'm so glad it is. Like, Seth was calling a lot of stuff out last night. Barkan was calling a lot of stuff out. They need to be the reporters. They need to be the ones asking the damn questions because these reporters are asking horrible questions. The fire Howie chants, they're coming, brother. And an interim coach is coming. I saw that from the get-go. Like, this is just all stuff for Howie to beat around the bush. Like, get out of town. Like, I'm frustrated, guys. I'm pissed, man.
Yeah,
everyone's
right.
pissed. This sucks, Richie. The defense is horrible. Fletcher stood there. Fletcher got the whole game beaten by Vea. Vea made Fletcher look like he should have been earning $100,000 a year, if that.
$100,000.
That's it. Not $100 million.
How about the play on the goal line where Fletcher Cox was unblocked?
That's
I mean,
what I'm talking about. He had nobody on him.
They totally messed up the blocking scheme to where Fletcher Cox was unblocked, yet Leonard Fournette still scored. Like, he tried to, like, pull him rather than tackle him away from the goal line after being unblocked.
There's he looked like a 10-year-old trying to, like, where's my blankie?
Yeah. Well, it was
horrible,
bad.
Man.
It was bad.
The whole game was bad, and it's all a reflection on Lurie with Howie.
It is.
Lurie needs
to
move on. He's going to hear the fans. It's coming soon. Interim coach needs to come because it's not – look, I don't blame it on Nick, but I partly do now.
Sure.
Because now it's time to stand up for your pride, Nick. We need to like have some pride, dude.
Well, Enzo, here's the deal. He's not going to get hired by another team with this kind of
I know, and
lameness.
It sucks for him.
Yeah, I mean,
it sucks for him.
Well, look at Doug.
Well, look at Jalen. Look, I'm pissed off at the organization. Jalen is it sucks for Jalen right now because what if Jalen does have potential?
But the
plays aren't there for
it
him
does.
To help him.
But Enzo, this whole scenario sucks.
It does.
But I will say this on the other side of that regarding Jalen Hurts. When he does have the opportunity to fire the ball to an open receiver, he's got to
hit him.
He's got to connect to a greater.
But they've got basically a week and a half to prepare for this game coming up against Las Vegas. You've got to unleash a completely new look offense, and because this team's defenses have caught up, they're laughing at us in that film room because they know exactly how to stop us. Now's the time. You can take them by surprise, start running the offense the way it's supposed to be, the West Coast offense, no more high school RPO. West Coast offense, let Jalen try. Who knows how it'll work, but it's not going to be worse than last night, I guarantee you that.
Yeah, you can't keep doing this.
And if it
this.
Doesn't work, then you got Gardner Minshew, you got Joe Flacco, pick your poison.
I agree.
And we'll go from there.
You cannot continue to do this. John, you ready to do the NFL picks in a couple minutes? So you have your picks ready?
One.
All right. Well, tell you what. Let's do that quickly while we wait for Nick Sirianni and our NFL picks as we do picks every single Friday. We're going to keep this on the short side because Sirianni's going to talk any moment. This segment is brought to us by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 5th C this season. Color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Visit them online at CozyJewelers.com. Congratulations to John, who last week went 3-0. He's whooping my butt so far this year. John is 10-5 on the season. I am 6-8-1, and we'll get back to that because here's the head coach,
Nick
Sirianni.
We'll get to revisit.
Thanks,
here
Alex.
We go. Nick
we'll
Sirianni.
Get started here with Mike Kay and then Bo Wolf.
Hey, Nick, with the way the offense has kind of been uneven over the last 5 weeks, do you guys plan on divvying up different responsibilities with the way you guys have handled the play calling the first 5 weeks or the first 6 weeks, excuse me? And then how important is this self-scouting process during this quote unquote mini bye?
We're going to continue to do the things we've been doing as far as play calling and game planning. We feel like we have a good process there of how we go through it. I am fortunate that on this staff, I have guys that have experience calling games, which is helping me throughout games. So we're going to continue to stick with that. You got a lot of confidence in that, and we got to execute and do better, but confident in our process there. Your second part of that question again.
How important?
Self scouting.
Yeah.
Self scouting. I gotcha. That is each week, even on a normal week, we look at our self scout and we're constantly trying to think. It was particularly more so than anything, our run pass ratio within different looks. Now we've been heavy pass as we all know. But we always want to get that closer to at least 75%, never be above 75% in anything, because we know that's where defenses take really look at that and make plans off of that. So we're looking at our self-scout. That will be we have more time, obviously, this week to be able to go not only go into the run pass ratio of things, but also into marrying some plays together and also go into just what you do well as a team and what your identity is as a team and who you are as a team and what you've succeeded in as a team. And so that will be, you know, sometimes on a normal week or even on a short week, you don't get the opportunity to do that as much. You know, with these extra 3 days that we have, we're looking at that. That'll be, you know, we just watched the game together. We just got done watching the game together. I'll go up there with the defense, get with the defense here, get with special teams after that. And then we'll be on to that self-scout as an offensive staff, as a defensive staff, as a special teams unit.
Go ahead, Bo and John McMullen.
Hey, Nick, were you a part of the conversations on Tuesday between Howie and Zach about what was going on with the trade? And then, you know, what was sort of your message to him during the game last night and once the trade went down this morning?
Yeah, I was obviously aware of all that. My message to Zach was, you know, obviously, I was just grateful to be around Zach, the type of player Zach is, the type of person Zach is, the type of leader Zach is, and was grateful to be around him. And we shared a moment after the game yesterday, and Zach was emotional. I was able to go talk to him after that and just let him know what I thought about him as a person and as a player, because I got so much respect for Zach Ertz and everything that he's done. He's a tremendous worker. He's out there working all the time on his game. So no surprise he's had the success he's had, and he leads by example out there. And I've just enjoyed getting to know Zach Ertz, the person. Obviously, you know, seeing him play a ton of games and I've seen him, like, when I first got to Indy, we watched so much tape on him and saw the player that he is. But just to get to know him as a person and as a teammate, and as, you know, I just valued that and wanted to make sure I said that to him and wish him nothing, wish him nothing but success in Arizona.
Did you make a concerted effort to get him that touchdown last night?
No, it's just the way that play came up. I'm glad he got the touchdown. I truly am. We just wanted to score in any way we possibly could. And that was our number one call on the call sheet. It just so happened to be going to Zach, just because we felt like it gave us the best chance to score, but I'm happy that he got it and he was able to score in his last game here as an Eagle.
Go ahead, John and Martin Frank.
Hi, Nick. To kind of follow up on Zach a little bit, your first core value you always talk about is connecting. You guys seem to develop a pretty close relationship pretty quickly, always talking before practice and things like that. Just from the leadership standpoint, to lose a guy midseason from your locker room, how does that affect you guys moving forward?
Yeah, you know, I think it gives opportunities for other guys to be able to step up in that leadership role. What I think is great about this team is that we have guys that know how to work and know how to lead and know how to practice. And so, yes, you're losing one guy that knows that and can lead that way. But we do have other guys, you know, that have been here and have won a lot of games and know how to lead as well. And it's not like, you know, you just lose Zach and then you lose everything that he's done in the past, right? He's still left a legacy of how he worked and how he led for other guys to follow and step into that, you know, kind of like, say it like when a guy gets injured, if somebody has an opportunity to move into his role as a player. Well, that's the same thing here. So a guy leaves and somebody has an opportunity to move into his role as a player and somebody has an opportunity to move into his role as a leader. So look forward to the guys that will step up and do so. But like I said, there's a lot of guys on this team that have won a lot of games here, that know how to practice and know how to work and know how to lead. And so we'll continue to lean on those guys and look forward to seeing the guys that are just getting into the building or just somewhat new to the building, see how they develop as that leader as well.
Go ahead, Martin. And then Josh Tolentino.
Hey, Nick, obviously, you know, you being a new coach coming in, I mean, Zach Ertz being a guy who's been around for a while, like, it could have been pretty uncomfortable with you if he didn't handle it the way he did. I was just wondering, like, if you kind of, you know, can describe what that was like, you know, coming in with a guy who might have been disgruntled, might not want to be here, and just the way he kind of handled everything, just the way he kind of, like, professionally you know, went about this.
You just I think that's just who Zach is. And so I appreciate that as a first year head coach here, and that he's a pro, right? And that's how he goes about his daily business each and every day of, you know, just working like crazy to get better and making the most of the situations that he has. And I definitely felt that, you know, Zach and I started to get close just with our love for wide receiver, tight end, route running, how to run routes. So that was an instant connection. I've talked about that before in the past, like, yes, core value number one is connecting. And that's so important. And it's why it's the number one goal, but because you always start that connection as a coach player, because the player believes in you that you can get them better as a football player because you know what you're talking about as a football coach. So that's kind of, that we shared that similar passion and that similar love for the game. That's where we were able to see that we can help each other. And that's where our relationship was able to grow. But as far as like you said, I think that's just a great point by you, Martin, that, it was a difficult situation coming into it, and he handled it like a pro because he is a pro, and not just as a player, but as a person. And so much respect for him and the way he handles his business. And so it's no surprise that he's the type of player he is. It's because he has it all. Like, he has the talent, and then he also has the ability to work and the ability to be in the moment and do everything he needs to do to get better as a player.
Josh, and then Tim McManus.
Hey, Nick, two replies ago, you referenced, players needing to step into Zach's role. Since your arrival here, from your perspective, what was his impact specifically on the tight end room, and what happens there moving forward now? Yeah, obviously with Dallas, and then, Tyree on the men.
With the tight end room right now, just because we had two tight ends that we see as, really good tight ends, right, that were sharing the load, right? And I think if you look at the stats of our tight ends, and if you look at those together, that if one of those guys was having, if you take all Zach's targets and all Dallas's targets and you put them into one, right, you got pretty impressive stats right there. And that would be up in the tops of the league for, with the tight end. So as far as that goes, is like, okay, now you got Dallas that's going to take a major portion of that load of targets and of plays. And obviously they were sharing that load, but look forward to also, so a majority of that, as we know, right, because of the way we feel about Dallas is going to be on Dallas's shoulders. But we also feel really confident in that room with Jack Stoll and with Tyree Jackson coming back. Noah that we just got back here. We had familiarity with Noah from, I know this organization has had familiar with Noah because he was here. And then obviously Coach Michael and I had familiarity, and Coach Petullo and I had familiarity with Noah being in Indy with us. So we feel really, we feel really good about the room and the depth of the room, and that we can just let them grow also and take some of those plays up and look forward to them stepping up and making plays. But no doubt, the majority of the looks, right, is going to go to Dallas. So look forward to his role growing. And then those other guys too, just picking up the slack as well.
Go ahead, Tim, and then Dave Zangaro.
Nick, after watching the tape, what stood out to you about the performance on offense?
Yeah, it was really the lack of execution on first and second down that didn't extend drives there in that first half. It's obviously, again, it's always execution, and it's always our ability as coaches to put them in positions to succeed. It's just the ultimate team game. It's never going to be, hey, it was just execution, or hey, it was just the play calling. It's together. And so when you're 3 and out or 4 and out, whatever, you know, when you're that many in a row in the second quarter, right, you're not getting the ability to sustain drives for different reasons here and there. So it was just really like, and you look at the second half, again, it was a little bit into midway through the third quarter. You look at that, you're like, okay, that looked good. And it was a lot like Carolina, but it started slow. The first drive was obviously really, really good. You go down and get points. And then there was just this lull, and we were just not good enough. You know, we were just not good enough on first and second down. And then just obviously being 3 of 10 on third down, that's nowhere near acceptable in our standards. And then you had an opportunity at the end of the first half to be, you know, to at least go down 21 to 10, right? And we had two opportunities. Defense did a good job of getting us the ball back. You know, we had the 1-2 minute. And then we punted it back to them. We got a stop. We got an interception. And then we had the other 2 minute, and we didn't come away with points. And that's where we had been. You know, that's kind of where in the Carolina game you went down and you got points at the end of half, and it really gave you some momentum going in the second half. And we just didn't execute there in that 2 minute for different reasons. Again, you know, putting them in the right position, making the right read. Giving the time for the quarterback to deliver and make the right read. And so, you know, it was, again, when you play the way we did, it's never on just one person. And, you know, we all got to accept that responsibility. We all got to be accountable for that. And we all got to get better from that.
Dave and Zach Berman.
And Nick, with the trade of Zach, do you have to worry at all about the appearance that the team is a seller before the deadline and that this year might not, that the expectations might not be as high because of it?
No, I mean, again, I just know what we think like in this building, that we're trying to win every single game. We have all our goals are still out there in front of us, and that we're trying to win as many games as possible. So again, like I said, look forward to Dallas taking some of these, you know, some of the getting a bigger load out there. And then also the tight ends that we have of stepping up, and we feel good about that room moving forward. And our mentality is exactly the same. We're going to see, again, I can't think 10 games from now. All I can think of is how we fix this game and what we're going to do to win the Las Vegas game so we can be 1-0 this week.
Go ahead, Zach, and then Ed Kratz.
Hey, Nick, two player status questions. First, Tyree Jackson. It's been 8 weeks since the injury. Is he close to practicing and returning to play? And then second, is there more clarity on when Lane Johnson will return?
With Tyree, you know, he's still in his rehab process. I don't know exactly when that's going to be. Don't like to put timetables on that, but we're looking forward to getting him back out there and practicing when he's able to. No new update there with Lane either.
Go ahead, Ed, and then Rob Motti.
Yeah. Hi, Nick. Last night, Jordan Mulata mentioned that it seemed like Tampa knew kind of what was happening with the offense and that the team was a little slow to adapt to making change. How do you react to that?
With what they were doing and what they were seeing, right? I think we threw out some new formations to them that they hadn't seen before. I think that a couple of things that they did, particularly in the zone read game, was to do a couple of different things with the defensive end and the linebacker, which is why we ended up getting to some of those outside zone runs with Miles. But you know, some of the times you can't see one play and say, this is exactly what they're doing. It's just like when you watch tape of a team and you watch you watch a couple plays on tape, even like this is before you even go into game plan, you can't just watch a couple plays and be like, oh, this is what they're doing and devise your whole game plan for that. Right. You have to watch the body of what we do is 5 games, right. Give or take, like some situations we watch an entire year or 2 years worth of. But you have to watch that and play that out before you devise a game plan and say, I'm putting all my eggs in this basket. Well, it's the same thing when you adjust. Like, okay, they played the zone read a certain way the first time we ran it. Is that what they're going to do every time? To say, hey, abandon that and go to this, like that, that's hard to do. You got to get a couple sample sizes of it. And not every play you're going to see that. You're going to see that on zone read type plays, like to see that. So I'm not saying that you go 10 plays before you make an adjustment, but it can be, it has to be more than one or two before you make an adjustment. I thought the offensive coaches with some of the adjustments that they made, that we made as a staff, you know, were pretty good. Like with some of the runs that we got to, again, you're playing in different ways at different times. But again, that's just been my experience, that you don't also, like what I'm saying, I don't want anyone to misconstrue this. Like, you don't say, hey, I'm not changing until halftime either. You change once you get enough sample size in there to say, okay, here's how they're playing, here's what we're identifying it as, and we move forward. So that was our decision, how we did that. And again, like I said, I thought the offensive staff had a couple of nice adjustments yesterday to get us some good plays based off of how they were playing some of that zone read stuff.
We have time for two more, so we'll go to Rob and then Jeff Mosher.
Hey, Nick, how much of what you do on offense is your scheme, your philosophy, regardless of who your quarterback is, versus how much of it is catered specifically to what Jalen does best? And do you feel that there are some limitations with what you can do based on what Jalen can do best?
Yeah, well, I think like when I sit and talk about the zone read, Rob, you know, it's like, okay, well, we didn't do that last year, right? We've never really been in a system that has done that because we haven't had a quarterback like that. So it's a little bit of both. I think a wise man avoids all extremes, right? It's not like it's like, hey, here is our offense, learn it and do it. And if you can do it, cool. If not, we're going to fail. Like, it's not that way. And it's not like, hey, we're going to do it, everything that you do well, and we're going to scheme it all through it. Cause you don't know, like when you try to go and do something, Rob, like when it's like, hey, I'm going to devote everything to this system right here, or this style of play right here. Well, you might not know everything there is to know about that either. Right. So it's a both hand. You want some staples that you have in your offense, that we've had in our offense for a long time, to be there and to be existent. If our guys can execute and do it, but then you also want to adapt to your players. So I know I'm saying both, because it really is truly that, Rob. It is both. You want to adapt to what they can do, and you also want to do these things that you know your staples a little bit. Like, you know all the adjustments to happen off of that. Right? Okay. Hey, we're doing this style of pass. If they rob it with this guy, then we can hit it over top with this guy. If they rob it with this guy, we can hit it underneath with this guy. So, so it's a both and, Rob. And, again, we're just continuing to work through that.
Last one here with Jeff.
Nick, I just wanted to ask you, you talked about self-scouting, about team identity. What would you say is the identity of your offense, and has through at least the first five games, what is the identity you tried to strive for?
Yeah, you know, again, when you've struggled the way we've struggled the last 2 weeks, it's like, man, that's the question you ask yourself every time. Like, what is our identity? What do we need to do? What is, like, those are conversations that we're obviously having in the offensive staff of now. Like, it's not like when you first got here, we're like, okay, here's where we are. Let's figure out what we can do. I mean, we have strong convictions and strong feels of what we think it is. Now, do we know 100% what our identity is? No, I don't know. And I don't actually think that anybody in the NFL knows 100% what their identity is right now in game six. I think you're still building, because even the teams that have been together for a long time, right? I don't think pieces change here and out. Like, there's probably a little less, but again, you're growing every day, and you're building every day to find out exactly who you are. Do we know a heck of a lot more than what we knew week one? Of course. Do we know a heck of a lot more than we knew week four? Of course. And we're getting to those things. Again, we didn't play good the last 2 weeks, so I know how it can look. I get it, guys. Like, it could look like, well, hey, they don't know what their identity is. We are growing. We are finding it out more and more each week. And, you know, obviously we're accelerating that as much as we possibly can to put our guys in the best position we possibly can put them in.
Thanks for the time, Coach.
All right, that's Nick Sir.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yanni, that last answer was total garbage, because the Eagles are not growing, they're regressing. While other teams make adjustments to what the Eagles have already put on tape, the Eagles keep doing the same thing. So let me just be very clear to address the last thing the Eagles head coach said when he said they're growing. They're not growing. They're regressing.
Shrinking.
And this coach is a joke. John, go ahead. Let me just say this before you keep going. I love our Philadelphia sports teams. I love them. I mean, I am so fortunate to come in on a daily basis, John. You and I sit here, and James, and we get to talk for a living talking sports. I love our teams. I love them. I am despondent with how disgraceful the entire scene is, by the way. I haven't even mentioned the Phillies and the Sixers yet today. Now, the Flyers, they start tonight, and we'll get to that before the show ends today. They obviously had a rough season last year. I cannot believe what is occurring in Philadelphia sports these days, and what is occurring with the Philadelphia Eagles is a disgrace. John, go ahead.
It is a disgrace. But first of all, that was maybe the most frustrated I've ever felt while listening to a press conference, because I'm dying to hear something. I'm dying to understand. And more than anything, it just keeps flashing across my brain. How did this guy wow Howfrey in the interview process? How did he sound better prepared to lead this team than Josh McDaniels?
I don't have an answer for that, John.
It's impossible. It is just flat out impossible. He just made the entire the city of Philadelphia dumber for having listened to that dreck.
It's awful. Let's go to the phones. I mean, obviously we want reaction on all the press conferences that have occurred today during our show. And more than anything, on not just the game last night, but the debacle that has been the first month and a half of this season through 6 games. This is the worst coach Eagles team I've ever seen. I saw Kotite. I saw Chip. It got bad. This is worse. This is worse. To the phones we go. And I think a lot about Jeffrey Lurie, because it has happened on his watch, and obviously under Howie Roseman's watch as well. David, your reaction and opportunity to react to all this. Go ahead, man. David, go ahead, buddy. All right, David, not there. We go to Mad Mike and King of Prussia. Mike, go ahead, man.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
I don't even know where to start.
Well, obviously, that's just me, my way of starting the conversation. First of all, this just reeks of we're giving up on the season and we're just trying to get whatever picks we can get. And we know that this is a dumpster fire. But I just, this team is, this is what you get when you bring in a coach that isn't qualified to lead the team and you just bring him in because he's going to allow your voice to be heard and you're going to have be able to run roughshod over him. That's what you get. Like if Josh McDaniel would be a coach with a little more gravitas, but they don't want that. They want a guy that they can control. And this is what you reap when you sow that kind of.
And Mike, let me add to it. Cause I agree with you. Let me add a whole nother layer of this. They weren't even prepared for a coaching search because they thought Doug Peterson was coming back. That's why Doug Peterson was allowed to do a press conference, not by himself, right, with Howie Roseman after the season, which fundamentally tells me leading up to week 15, week 16, and week 17 last year, they actually thought Doug was coming back. They were utterly unprepared for a coaching search, and this – Nick Sirianni is the outgrowth. This is the guy they get when you're unprepared to have a coaching search entering January.
This team's embarrassing. I do have to say I appreciate that you threw in a Billy Madison reference there, John. So that was pretty cool. So I caught that. But this is like this team is terrible. The GM has to go because you're never going to get anywhere with this GM in place. The coach has to go, and this quarterback, I'm sorry, even as bad as the coach is, you can't whiff on throws that are just wide open in this NFL that so allows the quarterback to have free reign. You can, even if it's bad play calling, there's still open people that if you had an NFL arm and just were able to like go through your progressions, you would get at least 250 yards a game.
The problem is I don't think he has progression.
I agree. I agree.
That's part of it.
Well, John, I agree with that also. Yeah. Yep. All right, Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. We'll get to our picks for week 6 of the NFL up ahead. We're going to continue all of the reaction, plus times yours later on. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, week 6, as I just mentioned, it's here in FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge. Oh, is it ever here after what we experienced last night. But a whole new set of games is happening on Sunday. And FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino wants you to get in on the action for all those Sunday games to make the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet. You ready for this? Every week. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your bet does not win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. FanDuel Sportsbook, hey, listen, it's America's number one sportsbook. It's safe and secure. It's easy to use. The payouts are fast. It's right there for you, FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. And there is, of course, no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet does not win. A remarkable deal with FanDuel Sportsbook when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. Also a remarkable deal, your opportunity to receive a risk-free bet of up to $1,000. That's when you use promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie, 94WIP. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Beers and Gears, the craft beer and car show is back Sunday, October 24th at Delaware Park. Details online at DelawarePark.com. John, today's question, do you think Nick Sirianni will be the Eagles head coach next season? A, yes, B, no. John, where do you think the polling results came in today on Twitter?
I'm going to say 83% say no.
67% say no, which is a big chunk. And you know, it's more notable to me.
It's not bigger than that. Well, after the, you know, with the feeling that we had. And if you just listen to that press conference.
I know. But here's what stands out to me about that poll. 67 is pretty high considering the question wasn't, do you think he should be? The question essentially is, do you think they'll have the guts to whack him after a year?
Yeah.
And for 67% of people to say yes, that shows the depths of how bad it is. All right, John, let's get to our picks, and we'll do it quickly because I know a lot of people want to talk about the Eagles game, and we do also, or just how sickening the whole thing is.
So should I just go through
three? Yeah, let's do it quickly. Our picks are brought to us by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth C this season. Color, cut, clarity. Carrot and Cozy. Visit them online at CozyJewelers.com. Let me give you my three picks.
Wait, what's our record for the year?
Yes, you are leading. You are 10-5 for the year, which is really impressive. And I am an unimpressive 6-8-1. So you are, what is that, 4.5 in front of me or 3.5 in front of me, something like that. Okay. Here are my three picks, and I'm going to say them quickly so we can get right back to Eagles phone calls. I'm taking Baltimore at home, -2.5 against the Chargers. Of course, that's, you know, after a big, you know, nighttime game they had last week. I'm taking Cincinnati on the road, -3.5 at Detroit. I think they're simply a better team than Detroit. Joe Burrow to get that done. And I'm taking Dallas, -3.5 on the road as well at New England. Again, same theory, just a better team. Even though it's on the road, Dallas -3.5. Those are my three picks. John, give me your three.
I am starting out at the same game you picked. I'm taking the Chargers, +2.5. I think the Chargers are better than the Baltimore Ravens, and they'll win that game. I'm going to take the Rams -9.5 against the Giants, who no longer seemingly can field a team, but they're playing anyway. Yeah, so the Rams -9.5, and then Arizona. I can't believe Arizona gets 3.5 points against Cleveland. And again, I think they're the better team. So I like that.
There you go.
No
our
Nick
picks.
Chubb, too. They just announced. Good pick there.
They did what? Yeah.
Just announced no Nick Chubb for that game.
How about that? All right, let's go to the phones. There's so much to get into regarding what we saw last night and what we've seen for the first month and a half, these six games that have been a disgrace. Even though the Eagles have won two, a disgrace by the Philadelphia Eagles. Wade in Chester. Wade, what's going on, man?
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all, man? Listen, Joe, man. I know you probably never heard this in your life before, but you knocked my socks off, and it doesn't mean much coming from me. But when you came out opening show, man, with that rant, that right there got a vote from me if you run for president. I might just vote because of that.
Well, but, wait, it's very – well, thank you, by the way. And it's funny you say that because I actually, for the Bad to the Bone Award, which we're going to get to coming up in a moment, I actually had James pull the audio of that so I can replay it. So I think we'll – anyone that missed it, you'll hear that coming up in a few minutes. So
yeah, I might cut it and save it in my phone from the Odyssey. So yeah. I can, you know,
it had to be said. Friday. Wade, it had to be said. It had to be said.
Yeah, but listen, I won't take up too much time because the Eagles messed up the game yesterday. They messing up the show. You know what I'm saying? Taking up all the time with them press conferences and stuff. Nobody want to hear that crap. Not you, Urch. That was good coming from you. That was from the heart. But I'm talking about the other two conferences.
I agree.
The whole show, man. So y'all get back. Do y'all think I'll holler at y'all next week.
All right, Wade. God bless you, man. What a call. Paul in Northeast Philadelphia. Paul, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're struggling, Paul. We're just trying to...
Doing all right.
We're trying to get to the year 2037 when the Eagles might be competitive again.
All right, John and Joe, listen, man. Thanks for James for putting me on. Listen, I am so sick and tired of Nick Sirianni. Mm-hmm. Okay? Listen, he has to go. He don't know how to coach.
He's really bad, Paul. He's really, 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 really bad.
He don't know how to coach.
No, he doesn't. Not effectively.
And John, tell me, if you had the weapons that we had, why wouldn't you use them in the right freaking way?
Well, because
it doesn't make sense.
He doesn't. He's finding his identity as a coach. Just like he says, we're finding our identity as a team. The problem is, you are supposed to know that. Like, you're supposed to hire a coach that has an identity, that has a plan, so the team has an identity, and we don't.
It's also why you're supposed to have a real training camp, so you have an idea entering the season.
Yep.
Correct. Yes, exactly my point. So what's Howie's problem?
How many other teams in the NFL don't know who they are?
John,
and don't know who their coach is? How many other teams in the NFL? Seriously.
I agree, John.
None.
32 teams.
None of them don't know who they are after 6 weeks.
Paul, I was prepared entering this season for the possibility that the Eagles season could go off the rails. I knew they didn't have great talent. I thought they could be competitive to the 500-ish point. That's why I picked them to win 9 games. I was not – this level of ineptitude of coaching – has so far exceeded anything I could have possibly imagined in my worst nightmare. I mean, listen, Paul, appreciate the call. It is shocking how bad it is. It's shocking and it's disgraceful. Guys, let's get to the Bad of the Bone Award. We typically do it earlier in the show, a little later here because there are a lot of moving parts earlier in the show. So, Bad of the Bone Award. Our version of the blame balls. John, go ahead.
Blame balls, lame balls. You know, last night, was the first time I really thought, like, man, Jalen Hurts, I don't know how much longer we can give you.
Yep.
Last night was, and I'm trying not to jump the gun on this because I do believe in his approach and his, you know, his heart and his work that he puts in. But they need to do him a favor in giving him more, you know, to more on his plate to where he can actually diagnose a defense and just let him make mistakes in his reads and his progressions, because it's not going to be worse than this. The fact that we're giving him one read on these plays, because it sounds like that's the way Nick Sirianni thinks he performs best, I'm blown away by that. And last night, the misses by Jalen Hurts were pretty egregious.
Yeah, they were.
I appreciate that when it was all said and done, he accumulated some nice runs and some scores and that sort of thing. He can do that. He can help us. He can keep us competitive even when we're getting blown out. But that's what this season's turning into. Garbage time galore. Jalen Hurts racking up stats in garbage time. Yeah. That's terrible.
Well said. James, go ahead. Blame ball.
Two words. Nick Sirianni. I'm good.
That's great. That's great. Look, I agree with everything these guys have said. My focus has been a little bit more from a responsibility standpoint, top on down. That, of course, means Jeffrey Lurie, where it all starts, Howie Roseman as well, Hurts and Sirianni also. All I can do is tell you that I can't say it any better than I said it earlier today. Wade just referenced it a few minutes ago. So for blame ball, I'm going to go to Jeffrey Lurie, all of it umbrella on down under him. And I'll just, let's just a little quick taste of what I said earlier, short and sweet here in about 2 minutes, because I had to get it off my chest at the start of the show, and I did. Let me just say this. Lurie, I'm looking at you, dude. I am. Because everything else beneath you is a disgrace. And frankly, you're probably in disgraceful mode also now. You're the only guy that I can't say has to go because you're not going to go. You're owner guy. Let me just start with this. Sirianni is a complete joke. He is a complete joke. Nick Sirianni is totally, totally in over his head. Not running the ball, and a Mickey Mouse offense, which many have pointed out, rightfully so, resembles a high school offense. Totally unacceptable, which means, I can honestly tell you, John, I'm 43 years old, too young to remember Marion Campbell in a way that I was too young. I was 7, I was 6. I just didn't have it at that age for all this. I can honestly say for all that I remember in my lifetime that this is the worst Eagles coach I have ever seen the Eagles have. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, put another way, that means that Nick Sirianni is worse. And I really believe this. That means that Nick Sirianni is worse than Rich Kotite, and he is worse than Chip Kelly, which means that Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman hired a head coach who is worse than Rich Kotite and worse than Chip Kelly, and they already had a lot of bad things going. See the 2020 Eagles. And then they go out and hire this guy? This organization is pathetic, and it needs to be remade. Now, the players. Pass rush, awful. We'll talk about that as we move through the show. The quarterback, Jalen Hurts, not good enough. He's just not good enough, and he won't be good enough. His accuracy is horrendous, and that will not change enough in a meaningful way. Howie Roseman obviously has failed the Philadelphia Eagles. And I want to hear from everyone today at 215-592-9494. I just want to say this in summation before I turn it over to John. The Eagles need a new general manager. The Eagles need a new head coach. The Eagles need a new defensive coordinator. The Eagles need a new starting quarterback. And all of that, I say, before I even get to other aspects of the team or the organization. So, yeah, Jeff, we're looking at you because this is on you to fix it. Your organization is broken. Your organization, the Philadelphia Eagles, our beloved Philadelphia Eagles, the franchise, Jeff, that you oversee, it has rotted out at its core. What we saw last night and what we have seen now for a month and a half, despite two wins, what we have seen for a month and a half is nothing short of a disgrace. That's how I feel. It's what I said earlier today. It's how I feel.
Well said, man.
It's how I feel. And it hurts. because this is a team we love. And they're real. I mean, to say they're letting us down is beyond an understatement. Up ahead, time's yours, plus more calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Pro football and college football are in full swing, and the Park Sportsbook app has you covered. Based right here in the Delaware Valley, Parks is the home team for sports betting, and it's the only sportsbook and casino app that I recommend. New customers sign up right now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Yeah, risk-free bet up to $500. This is a great deal, and you'll have so much fun with live in-game betting, which lets you bet while you watch the game. Bet more than the score. Bet on performances like passing yards, rushing yards, touchdowns. Bet on the halftime score, who scores first, and so much more. Get in on the action right now. New customers sign up. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. You can check out the pro football slate of games this weekend, or you could put your risk-free bet toward pro basketball futures. Some good value here. Who'll win the title? Brooklyn, 2.3-1. L.A., 3.75-1. Philadelphia, 16-1. New York's 80-1. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has terms and conditions. Download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA and use my promo code JRWIP. Do it now. Get home field advantage with Parks Casino Sportsbook.
Well, what I want to say is I can't wait to hear what everyone that called Times Yours has to say. Times Yours is sponsored by Baker Tilly, and we don't have to wait any longer to hear it. Let's hit it with Times Yours.
Are you kidding me? Right down the field like a knife through butter.
Well, yeah, that was the beginning. Exactly right.
Damn, Kerrigan almost made a play. This Eagles team sucks.
Yeah, they got to consider cutting Kerrigan. It's a mercy cut because he's had a heck of a career. He can't do it anymore. Now, I don't know if the guy that could come in off the street can be any better from the practice squad. He accomplishes nothing. I mean, he literally accomplishes, like, when I say nothing, John, what's one minus one? Oh, yeah, it's zero. It's nothing.
Yeah.
I'm good with sending Hurts, Sirianni, Gannon, and, like, half this team to the job line at the end of the season. Get rid of everybody. Draft a new quarterback. Draft Stingley. Draft Hamilton. Fix the damn thing and get a real head coach. This team sucks. Start Gardner Minshew. Time's yours.
Won't start him yet, but it's getting close. It's getting close. First, you got to find out, and probably, John, for a couple games. Not just a game, couple games. Can Jalen Hurts run an offense the way an NFL offense is supposed to look
right,
like?
Right.
You know, with greater responsibility put on the quarterback, but also less responsibility when you actually run the ball. On one hand, it's more responsibility. On the other hand, it's less responsibility. Give that a shot for 3 or 4 weeks. If he fails then you know, okay, got to go to Minshew, got to go to Flacco. But you got to give that a couple weeks.
One rushing attempt by a running back in the first half? I'm putting the tinfoil hat on at this point. This is an organizational decision of our philosophy of how we run the football. There's no other explanation. That or Sirianni's a bum. Time's yours.
Well, we're both.
Yeah.
I know the Eagles are down by 3 touchdowns. Don't worry. Analytics are going to bring this back because apparently analytics, you know, didn't work in the first half. But what does that matter? It's Jeffrey's son. Oh, God.
Yeah, analytics teach you that when the other team determines that they are so much better than you are that they don't have to play hard anymore, end up scoring points. Yeah. It works. We see it every week.
We call a wide receiver screen, and we ain't get no yards. And Ty Bowles was laughing behind the little coaching clip paper. He was covering up. He was laughing. I've never seen so. Oh my God! This terrible play calling. It's terrible. What say, Doug? Yeah, pass ice cream. Tommy.
Hey, you know what Doug's doing? Doug's sitting there with a lot of money coming. Do they still pay Doug weekly, or do they just give him one lump sum?
It's a great question.
You know, like Doug's like, hey, ain't my problem anymore.
Tension, Paging Nick Foles. Please pick up the red courtesy phone. Nick Foles, please pick up the red courtesy phone. Mr. Lurie is on the line. Thank you.
You know what? I wouldn't want that because it would, like, I don't want Foles. Let's just say it's like, hey, throw him in for the final month of the season. No, stop it. That would be ridiculous. This is not about Foles. With that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's go to Jordan right now in Lansdale. Jordan, you're on WIP. Your chance to react. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, guys. Pretty much agree with everything you've been saying. And his press conference, he's a clown. He just said a bunch of nonsense, like you said.
Yeah.
I just don't know how he seems to still be positive with his offensive scheme.
Also, Jordan, I'm tired of hearing about connection being number one, the number one goal. I mean, that's why I had to jump on when he said that. I've never done that before. I turned my microphone on in the middle of a press conference just to alert, I don't know, anyone listening and the coach. The number one goal is to win. Is to win.
Yeah.
The number one goal is not to connect. The number one goal is to win. I mean, yeah, my God.
I wasn't even upset about last night.
You saw me do that, right, John?
That happened was going to happen.
Oh, all right, Jordan. Thanks, buddy. Let's go to Warren in Gwinnett Valley. Warren, you're on WIP.
Joe and John, I love your passion. I love all the passion of all the fans. The Eagles will rise again after this horrible, coaching, ownership debacle. And it's an insult to all the players that have played for the Eagles and all the coaches that have played for the Eagles throughout the years. And I want to say that things will get better, but unfortunately we're not at the bottom yet.
Well, that's an interesting point at the end, Warren. I don't know about that. Maybe, maybe not.
I'll tell you what, it isn't. Think about the three first-round draft picks for next year. It does become an attractive spot for a new GM and a new head coach.
There's no question.
So that's a positive.
Absolutely, totally agree. Hey, let me give you another positive. The NBA season, of course, is starting real soon. And the Ultimate Insider Season Preview 2021 NBA Edition brought to you by Odyssey and the Locked On Podcast Network is available for you. NBA season almost here. Get ready with the Ultimate Inside Season Preview 2021. Hear from NBA, former NBA executives, respected journalists, and local experts as they break down every team throughout the league, from contenders to pretenders. Listen to the Odyssey app. Listen on the Odyssey app, that is. Go in-depth with dedicated shows for every NBA team featuring local insights from Locked On and Odyssey NBA insiders. Get team-by-team updates, obviously focusing, for most of us, focused particularly in the 76ers and all of it heading into the 2021 season, whether your team is a contender or a lottery candidate or a playoff hopeful. Certainly the Sixers are more than a playoff hopeful, but how much more remains to be seen. Featuring NBA insiders Chad Ford, Ryan McDonough, Brian Scalabrine, David Locke, and more. It's all available for you, as I mentioned, on the Odyssey app. One Sixers note to pass along. James tells me that Ben Simmons is not in Detroit. We haven't even focused on that yet today, but so we now know that he will not be playing for the Sixers in their preseason game tonight. So in case you were not aware of that news, no Ben tonight. What we do know about tonight, in addition to a 76ers game without Ben, is a Flyers game that actually counts. This is not a preseason game. This is Flyers. Let me say this. I'm actually going to do something I've never done before. Let me see if the microphone stretches to the ground.
Hey, look at you. You are on the ground right
I am
now.
I'm not only on the ground.
You're literally on the ground.
I am on my knees. Ladies, Flyers, I am on my knees. I'm actually begging you. I'm on my knees. I've never done this before. We need you. Give us something, Flyers. The Phillies were a team that was as average can be. Put another way, they let us down. And they aggravated us. The Sixers last June or July or May or whenever the playoffs was, killed us. Ben's killing us. The Eagles are killing us. Flyers, do something. John, my official Flyers pick for the year, they make the playoffs back end. Back end of the playoffs. You know, like a 6-7 type seed, 8 seed, something
like that.
Carter
Hart bounces back.
Bounces back a little bit. Yeah, it gives you enough of a bounce back. Everyone, have a great weekend. Enjoy the games without the Eagles. We know the Birds can't lose this weekend. John and Ike are up next. Go Flyers. We'll be back on Monday to talk about all the teams. John and Ike are up next. And thanks for all the passionate calls today on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.